You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leaf Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast, episode number 259. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we're going to be talking some Leaf hockey. Leafs out on the West.
Yes, sir.
The West is the best.
Well, don't know about that. Don't love the late starts personally, but one more to go. And it's not a late start. 7 p.m. Saturday night in Vancouver. And then two-week break, man. Four Nations. So right around the corner now. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
But yeah, man, coming off a 6-3 win in Calgary and a 3-1 win in Seattle that probably should have been a 2-1 win, but we'll get more into that later. The tips. This guy, Matthew Nyes, more on him later. Just ridiculous how much he's tipping the puck in the net this season. But yeah, man, anything off the top for you, or do you want to go right into the games?
Let's get right into it.
All right. We got some stuff coming up here. Talk about Nylander, Stolarz returning, Marner getting his 500th assist, Nyes, McMahon, a few other things, maybe some trade speculation with some guys on the block. So we got a jam-packed show here tonight, guys. But Nylander, we'll go here first, Chad. So William Nylander gets the hat trick in Calgary. He's up to 33 goals on the season, 5 behind Draisaitl for the Rocket. Can William Nylander catch William Draisaitl? Can William Nylander catch Leon Draisaitl for the Rocket? 33 goals, Nylander, 38 goals for Draisaitl. Oilers are playing tonight. What do you think? Any chance Willie catches him, or it's a done deal? The next closest guy, I think, is 31.
Yeah.
It might be Reinhardt.
I mean, there's always a chance, but in reality, no.
Like, is this a Mary Swanson here? Yes, a little bit. So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
But 88 probably tends to the last couple weeks of the season when things are kind of like a playoff spot is kind of locked up. Well, that might not be the case this year. Like, they still might be, you know, positioning for a top seed.
Yeah, they'll probably be chasing the division.
So, you know, hopefully Nylander doesn't go to sleep here down the stretch like in the last previous seasons, but he's going to get to 40 for sure. Can he get to 50 and still lose it? That's the thing. Like,
well, I would think that around 55 would probably win it. So he'd have to break 50. That would even, like, that's not even a given.
No,
he could definitely do it. The difference is like Draisaitl plays with McDavid. And Nylander spends a lot of shifts with guys like Holmberg on, you know, on his line.
That's true. So he needs he needs 17 goals to get to 50. He's never scored more than 40. I think that it would be cool to see him fit, get to 50, but for the first time in his career. But I think it's just impressive, anyway, that he's right there. He's never been in the Rocket race ever.
No.
So if he finishes top three in goals, and it's a bit of a down year for goals, right? Like, Matthews isn't there, McDavid isn't there, which is strange, but it's just that's the way it's worked out this year. And Draisaitl, he's Draisaitl. So I don't know. I think it's cool, even if Willie finishes top three, whatever. But does he catch Draisaitl for the Rocket? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, I think Draisaitl.
But you never know, right? Like, Draisaitl could get hurt. Something could happen where Nylander just squeaks by. It could be one of those years where just 50 or a couple goals above 50 wins it.
Yep.
But I don't see it. Like, if Draisaitl stays healthy, he's going to take it.
I agree. Okay, so anyway, good game against the Flames. They went in there, beat them without Mitch Marner. Mitch misses his first game of the year. Don't know exactly what happened there. Groin, I would assume. But anyway, so we go to that. Anything else from the Calgary game? Or like, so Domi played on the top line.
Yeah, Domi played on the top line in the Calgary game. And I also wanted to take note that, like, Marner, I don't know what it is with this team, but when a star is not available, the power play looks good.
It's crazy, right?
Like they went 2-for-4 in Calgary, but it just looked lethal when it was on the, I don't get it. I don't get why when Matthews was out, it looked really good. When JT was out, it looked good. And now when Marner was out for the one game, it looked pretty good. Don't get it, but hey, I'll take it.
It is super weird, right? Like, what is it, man? What do you think that is? That like when a guy, one of the top guys is out, the power play looks so much better. How can you explain that? How can you explain that?
I don't know. You can't explain it. And it's not just one guy. That's the weird thing that kind of blows my mind. Like, I could get it if Matthews, I understood when Matthews was out and people were like, well, he's not there, so everybody's taking shots. They're not just trying to feed it to 34. Feed it to 34. Okay. But now Marner's out and the power play looks good and he's sort of the facilitator of the power play. I don't get it.
No, me neither.
Why can't we just... why can't we just click all the time with the $50 million on the ice?
Oh, God. Soon to be more. But anyway, more on that later. We'll go to Seattle here. So good win, though. Good win in Calgary. We go to Seattle, and Anthony Stolarz makes his return to the net. Didn't miss a beat. Did not miss a beat. He's making huge glove saves. Like, I know it's Seattle, but he still was making huge fucking saves, right?
Yeah.
So good to see him back. And, you know, I imagine Joseph Woll will play the Vancouver game. But what are your thoughts here on the goalies going forward? What is the right call, says you? How do they manage?
You rotate. You rotate. And you don't, I don't care if one gets a shutout or eat, like the way Stolarz played in the Seattle game, if this was any other team or any other situation, you'd be like, oh, he gets the next start. He was unbelievable. In this scenario, you're going back and forth, baby. You cannot take the chance of overburdening or hurting one of these guys.
And they've already played Woll a shit ton, like way more than he's ever played, right? So I think now is the time when they come back, like 2 weeks off here for both of these guys. When they come back from the Four Nations break, I think you've got to rotate it. You've got to go like what Boston did when they had Swayman and Allmark. I think like you... Two elite goalies it looks like we've got in the net here for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I love everything about the goaltenders here. Everything.
Except their history of health.
Well, yeah, except for the pebbles in the knee and who knows what is going on with Joseph Woll. Like, can he play 16 or can he play every other night in the spring? We're about to find out. It might not be Woll. Like, could you imagine a scenario where we get to the first round and it's not Woll starting game one, it's Stolarz? Like, that's not crazy, right?
It's not crazy, but if they're both playing like this, it'll be Joseph Woll that starts.
Okay. Okay. Woll, are you sure? Why? Like, what? Like, why do you think that?
I just think that he's sort of as close as they are, the way they've been playing and everything. I think he's your guy.
He's
the future number one, and it's not like. Okay, it's not like last year. Last year when we did the podcast, we wanted Woll to start the playoffs.
And he should have. He probably would have won.
Exactly. And I found it so funny back, like just off topic for a sec, when they played New Jersey and Keith made that comment about best goaltending in the league or whatever, like almost taking a swipe at Tree Living or whatever. I was like, one of those guys was on your team last year, dude. And you didn't play him in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Until you had to.
Not only that, man. When Woll came back, because he was hurt. Remember, he was hurt like for a bit around this time, I think. But he came back in like the beginning of March or whatever. And they had a month and a half to get this guy ready for the playoffs. And they basically played him as a backup. It wasn't really like it was Samsonov's net. Woll was basically the fucking backup. In retrospect, that was a huge mistake. Like, Woll had played better than Samsonov before he got hurt, and they just like they wouldn't.
Samsonov was like in the minors. Oh, he was on waiver. He cleared waivers.
I know,
and he still got the game one start. So my point is, it's not going to be a situation like that. Like, Woll and Stolarz are playing so good and they're so comparable that they'll probably just give the lean to Woll because he is the future guy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But one bad game or one pulled groin, and yet Stolar's coming in. So
if there's any stumble, okay, well, I'm going to say right now, I don't believe the Leafs can go on a run without both of these guys playing that. I think you're going to see them both. I really do. I think you're going to see them both. Like, if Wall has a good, like, say they go up 2-0, he has a bad game three, do you go back to him in game four, or do you give Stolarz a chance? I mean, those are things that we'll have to talk about and we'll have to evaluate going down the road. But I really believe you're going to see both goalies in the playoffs because they're both just too fucking good. Like, unless Wall takes the net and he's just red fucking hot and he doesn't let up.
Which you hope happens.
Sure. Of course. Of course. Yeah. But it's like, to me, it's like so reassuring that, like, if he stumbles or he gets hurt, we got another guy here who's going to come in and he could take us to where we fucking need to go. So I'm loving that. Like, that is my favorite thing about this team without a doubt right now. Okay.
They are the reason that they're top of the division. Dude,
it's incredible. Like, think about it. Like, think about the goaltending we've got this year compared to, it's the best goaltending we've had in forever.
Yeah, I know.
Forever.
And we've talked about it so much in the podcast, and it's funny. Sometimes I'll go through the YouTube comments on our videos, and that has got to be the most common comment throughout. Is like, guys who have watched the team for longer than we've been alive have been like, I can't remember the last time we had a duo like this in net.
They've both just been absolute fucking rock stars.
Not just one, but two that are playing out of their mind.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, I'm going to go to Marner here. Mitch Marner, he gets his 500th assist. Fastest Leaf ever to get to 500 assists. Previously, Matt Sundin, 880 games. Sittler, 803 games. Salming, 775 games. Mitch Marner did it in 629 games. 100-plus less games than it took Salming. Think about the names I just listed there. Sundin, Sittler, Salming. Marner did it in way less than all of them. Very impressive.
Very impressive.
I'll give it to you in a sec on Mitch here. There's only two players to do it faster in the last 20 years. Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. The only two that have reached 500 assists faster than Mitch Marner. Marner currently fourth in points in the league. Your thoughts on all that? Pretty crazy stuff, man.
It is pretty crazy. The thing that I find most crazy about it, and I don't have this stat in front of me, this is just a gut feeling and I could be way off, but I think a ton of those are primary assists.
Oh, 100%.
He is not like he's not just picking up points, touching the puck at the red line while two other guys do the work. Like, he is setting these plays up. These are some big that's how Marner's played since he's been in Toronto. And everybody you put him with, he was with JT. JT got 50 goals. You put him with Matthews. Matthews gets 70 goals or 69. Sorry.
It's right where he wanted.
I'm just saying, like, this isn't just 500 assists. Like,
no,
these are primary assists mostly. He's such a good player. I just wish he had the playoff record to go along with it. He'd be a fan. He'd be a Leaf for life.
Yeah, and he still might be, and he's got time to do it. So we'll see. But I just think when you look at those numbers and you look at the names, like, think about the, like, yeah, there's only two guys that hit that mark quicker in the last 20 years, and they're two of the best players that have ever played. Yeah. Sidney Crosby,
two of the best playmakers too. Yeah,
and the three guys that he did it faster than on the Leafs are three of the best Leafs that have ever fucking played for the Leafs. So when you put all that into perspective.
And you could, talk about different eras and the players that Marner's got to play with compared to other guys. But when you are beating them by 100-plus games, that says a lot about Mitch, man.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. It's incredible.
We give him a lot of shit, but.
We do. But hey,
I love Mitch.
We praise him when it's time to praise him, and when it's not going well, we'll say the same thing.
I shouldn't say we give him a lot of shit. We gave him a lot of shit this summer.
For sure. And that might happen again this summer. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes down here. But guys, so Here we go. Here at the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast, we have teamed up with the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. So here we go. This ain't the little itty-bitty teeny tiny bowl. This is the Super Bowl. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 59. Scoring touchdowns is key to hoisting the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and you have a shot to score big by betting on them at DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one place to bet touchdowns. DraftKings, new DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Incredible deal for new customers right now at DraftKings. All you have to do, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.
That's right.
So head on over to DraftKings if you're a new customer. $5 bet, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Throw a little sprinkle down on the Super Bowl this weekend. Chad and I might give our Super Bowl picks later in this show. We'll see.
Go Bills.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway, there you go.
Yeah, that's promo code. I like to remember by Tight Hot Pussy now. THPN.
That fits us to a T, man. Fits like a glove. Us and DraftKings fits like a glove. THPN, yes. The Hockey Podcast Network, also Tight Hot. What did you say?
Pussy Now.
Tight Hot Pussy Now. Exactly. So couldn't have said it better myself.
That's just how, in my brain, how I remember it.
Perfect.
That's how you do it.
THPN. So I guess I'm going to go here. McMahon, dude. McMahon and Knies, but I'll start with McMahon. Absolutely on fire, this guy. It was exactly a year ago this week, Chad, where he was going to be healthy scratched because Marner and Tavares came down. He was just going to be a healthy scratch. He was going to be a healthy scratch because his play was just not, like, he wasn't putting the puck in the net and whatever. Like, it was still a feeling out process.
Getting the opportunity.
No, he wasn't. So he was going to be a healthy scratch, and Tavares and Marner came down with an illness. So Keith had to put him in. And his first game in, he fucking hat trick, just lit it on. He, like, I remember they were doing the mentor's trip. I don't know if you saw this, like the little blueprint things they've been putting out. He took his sister on the mentor's trip, and they were talking like behind the scenes and stuff. And she said that he called him before saying that he was going to be healthy scratch, and then called her back or whatever. They were talking to each other, and they talked again later the same day. He's like, actually, I think I'm playing because a couple guys are sick. And she's like, make the most of it. And he's basically been like a regular ever since. This dude's putting the puck in the net like on a very consistent basis. Like, him and Nye specifically, like, they're really our only depth scoring. I don't even know if I would call it depth scoring now. Like, those guys they're right up there with the top guys putting the puck in the net on a consistent basis. Like, it's incredible. You want to just talk a bit about McMahon? And I want to talk about Knies too and do just the tip. But do you want to start with McMahon? And then
I said a few podcasts ago that I referred to him as sort of the light version of a power forward. And he's just taken on that role. But the fact, like, he's scoring goals off the rush. He's getting in front of the net. He's tipping in goals. He's just doing things. We were talking about a few podcasts ago when they couldn't score. I said I would scream at the TV, like, go to the fucking net, because they just stay around the perimeter. Mm-hmm. This guy's not afraid to go to the net. He's not afraid to play on the rush. He can play on the top line. He can play on the third line. He can give you so much. It's crazy to me to think game one of this year, he was a healthy scratch.
It is crazy. He's undrafted. He didn't have the best camp, but whatever. He's undrafted.
It's just when you see him now, it just seems so weird to think that Brubé would be like, no, not tonight.
He's an absolute lock as a regular every night on this team. Like, you look at the goals he's putting up. I think he was an undrafted player. I think they just signed him out of college. I'm pretty sure he was an undrafted player. Anyway, incredible. Like, McMahon and Nyes scored in both the Calgary game and the Seattle game. The Nyes one I'm going to get into in a second here, but are you just looking up to see if he was undrafted?
Yeah, you're right. He was undrafted.
So, like, this guy's been, like, he's killing it, man. Like, he is absolutely killing it. And
guys like that, they, when you're undrafted, you have to work so hard for everything.
Yeah.
You know, when you're not a top prospect, when you're not even a prospect, you just have to work so hard. And you can tell he just gets better and better all the time.
100%. So if you want to, we got a little seggy here. We have not had enough of these this year, but if, I think you know what I'm about to do. So if you want to throw to it, we're going to break that all down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Just a Tip.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
How about we play a little game called Just a Tip?
Well, okay. The best play in sports is when you... when you get a tip in hockey. And we had, and every time we have one, we do this segment. Every time the Leafs get one, we do this segment. And this guy that got this one, he is starting to climb up the ranks at 22 years old, is getting his tip in more than anybody I've ever seen.
I mean, it's not really, it's not hard to believe, is it? Like, you can kind of see, you look at him, you look at the big body, you look at the way he plays the game, he's always in front of the net. He's just like, this guy's putting the tip in. You look at the picture in college or high school when he had three chicks have hands on his cock at the same time. Like, this guy knows a thing or two. We should have seen this coming, man.
Oh, we should have.
Like, this guy knows a thing or two about a tip-in. But this one in particular in the Seattle game, to put them up 3-0 or 3-1, whatever it was, this one was a full high stick. Like, this was a full erection. A full erection. Like, this was way over the fucking crossbar. Like, his stick was fully erect. Right off his shaft. Right off his shaft. In the fucking net. He was going to the
It bench. Wasn't just the tip. It was the whole thing.
The whole thing. Right off his big shaft. He raised, like, his stick was pointing to the fucking the rafters, man.
Yeah, it's true.
So, like, when you're getting those calls going your way, it's pretty wild stuff. But look, he leads the team. That was his sixth tip-in goal of the season. His sixth. Who would have thought? Like, JT's having a down year with the tip-ins. No one else is, like, really tipping it in that much. So he
has more tip-in goals than Max Domi has, just goals.
He has more. That's exactly right. But this one was fully erect, and you could tell by him going, he knew it was a high stick. He's going to the bench, and McCabe.
He was kind of like, oh, this is going to come back.
McCabe shot it from the point, and like, Nyes was trying to be like, no, I didn't touch it. You go to the bench first. Like, usually the guy that scores the goal, like, they go down the lineup of the bench first. Nyes was like, no, I'm not going. You go, Caver, you go. But anyway, so they did the review, and the refs were like, no, that looks good. That looks clean. No problem there. I don't know. The guy's a monster too, right? So clearly, like, he's like, that was over the crossbar. 100% it was, but.
Hey, we'll take it.
Well, I know, like, what do you do, right? Like, what do you do? Like, you can't, I thought it was coming back, but then, like.
I think Nyes thought it was coming back.
Of course he did. Like, this is why the league is so fucked, man. Like, the people making these calls at the head offices, like, it's like, what are they looking at? Like, I don't know. I just think it's funny because you, like, I'm sitting there thinking it's coming back. And then they're like, we have a good goal on the ice. It's going to stand.
Excuse me?
Okay, whatever. Like, I saw high sticks earlier in the season that were, like, way lower than that. And they called it, like, no, high stick, no goal. So, I don't know what these cats are looking at, but quite interesting.
Either way, nice tip.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, just together.
They should hire us, man. Oh, like, some team should pay us to travel around the world watching young guys tip in the puck, and we'll find, like, you need a guy to tip it in. We know, like we say, we can tell by size, strength, ability.
We've been doing this for years, man. Yeah. For years. The absolute best play.
You want to send me and Dale to Sweden? We'll go to Sweden. We'll go to Sweden and just, you know.
Scout tips.
Scout the tips. We'll go scout the tips.
100%, man. So anyway, but McMahon and Knies, they're really the only two other guys on the team putting the puck in the net. Like, I know Domi was playing up with Knies and Matthews, but, like, I got to say.
He's not doing anything.
No, he's not. Like, he didn't look better. He didn't. Okay, maybe a little bit better, but he wasn't really, like, a factor at all, really. I didn't think so. So, I don't, like, I know it's only been two games. Do they keep that look? Maybe. Because I do like the idea of spreading out Austin and Mitch, but now Austin hasn't scored a goal in like five games. That's very rare. So I'm sure you'll see him back with Mitch real soon. Could as early as tomorrow night, maybe. I don't know. But they've been winning. So, like, whatever. Spread it. I do like spreading it out, like JT with Marner and whatever. But
yeah.
But big, just to finish up on McMahon and Knies, like, they're the only two other guys other than the core four that are putting the puck in the net. No one else is doing it. No one. Except for Philippe Myers, shout out, who scored his first NHL goal in Seattle, I believe. Yeah. Right? I think there was maybe not his first NHL goal, but his first goal as a Leaf and his first goal in like a really long time.
November 2022.
Okay. So we're going back quite a ways.
The last time he scored a goal, we were just coming out of lockout or lockdowns and all that shit with COVID. That's how long it's been since he scored a goal.
Yeah.
And really, he didn't even come close to hitting the net. That just bing, bang, boom, off a few things and in.
And you'd think because of that, like, he would have got the belt, but no. Because Mitch got his 500th career assist on the same night, so the belt goes to Mitch. The poor guy who, like, never gets the goal. He'll probably never get another one for three fucking years. His only chance of the season to get the belt, Mitch gets his 500th career assist on the same night, or else it would have gone to Myers. But anyway, whatever. Just a lot of love for McMahon, a lot of love for Knies here. Finally, some guys that, like, are some top wingers that can both fucking have good hands and can put the puck in the net in tight. Love it. Can't say enough about those guys. Absolutely love them both. Anything more on them?
Well, we were talking last podcast about like how they had to let Hyman go, but the Knies is kind of like, you were saying that he's he reminds you a lot of Hyman.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't believe, like, the comments we were getting after, how many people were like, he's better than Hyman.
Well, dude, look, I don't think it's far. Okay. He, at this point in his career, he's way ahead of where Hyman was at this point in his career.
When Hyman was 22. Yeah.
Like, way ahead. Way ahead.
Like, I know it's rare and Hyman will probably, I don't want to say never, but most likely won't get 50 goals again.
I don't think so.
Do you think Knies could get 50?
100%. 100. Especially if he's going to be shotgun and wing on with Austin Matthews for the next however many years.
When he hits his prime, when he's like 25, 26, he's bigger, stronger.
What's he got now?
He'll probably tip in 50.
What's he got now? It's in like 22, 23, yeah, he's in the 20s. Like, so, like, yeah, dude, of course. Like, this guy's absolutely got potential to have at least a 50-goal season for sure. And if not that, I could see him getting 40, like being consistently 30s in the 30s and the 40s. So
21 goals.
They got to get this kid signed. They got to get him signed, man. Like, they have to. So, like, he's going to have a 30 goal season for sure this year, 100%. What do you pay 30 goal scorers? A lot.
Yeah.
And then in this league,
a lot.
Get the contract done, Tree. Get it done, man. Got to get this kid signed. Anyway, I had some stuff with, like, trades. We're kind of already at the half hour mark. Do you want to go a little deeper here, maybe 5-10 minutes, or save it for next one?
Are you going to talk about the Dreger report?
Well, Dreger,
our buddy.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Dreger reporting. Actually, he's not the only one. A couple other guys are reporting that it's getting pretty heated with the Leafs and the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
For Braden Schenn.
Yeah.
And isn't that funny? We talked about this, and I said a couple months ago, like, he would be a guy I would target hard.
Captain of the Blues. He plays the right way. He's got a relationship. He won a cup with Berube. The Blues are out of it. They're like 11 points out of a wild card spot. They are, their season is over. You're not making that ground up. There's like 28, less than 30 games to play. So
did you hear?
Speaking
of our last podcast, did you hear what Dreger said? I heard him doing a radio hit, and he said, and I know he's been listening to Tip In because he used this word. He said, if the Leafs want to get Braden Schenn, what he's hearing is it's going to have to be a mammoth offer.
Oh, come on. He did not say that.
He did say that. And I'm like, oh my God, Dale used mammoth the last episode, and we had to look it up on what it meant. It means enormous.
That's wild. That's wild.
Mammoth. The Leafs will have to make a mammoth offer to get
him. I don't know if you caught this either, but I've seen a couple of the insiders and a couple of the hockey guys also use this word the last couple weeks or the last week or so since we did this podcast. Remember what I threw out there? No Biano.
Yes.
No Biano. Have you?
You still can't pronounce it.
No, I can't. Have you heard? I just randomly, like, I don't even know why I said
It's like a W. No Bueno.
No Bueno.
Bueno.
Okay, whatever. I'm just going to stop trying. But have you heard some of the hockey guys since I said it on that podcast?
Who's saying it?
I think Dreger. Dreger, for one.
Okay, Dreger's listening to this podcast.
I'm not even making that up, man.
Can you use No Bueno and Mammoth in the 2 week span?
I think I don't know. Well, we were talking about Utah, right? But no, like, I think that
he used it in the context of enormous, and that's how you used it.
He's listening for sure, or he's watching 100%.
Yeah, he didn't mean like that they had to make a Sasquatch of a deal.
Like, dude, do you think that there's no chance that any of those guys like watch other podcasts?
Like, they're always checking it out.
I think they probably do, but like,
steal No Bueno is.
I didn't like
that's,
that.
That's getting down and dirty.
Yeah, I didn't like that. But anyway, okay. Braden Schenn, look, I think it would be incredible. We should have spent more time on this, and we will spend more time on it.
Like, yeah, we got a lot of time coming up with
the
break.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll be covering Canada, so like, not really.
I know, but
like,
they only played two or three games.
Yeah, for sure. Three guaranteed, and then see that. Four max. But look, Braden Schenn, I'd be all over it. What would it cost? Not sure. I'm going to say this, though. Another guy, if you're bringing in Braden Schenn, why not fucking go and get his brother, too? Go
That's
and get
what you said 2 months ago.
Well, it's true, though. Why not go and get Luke? I don't think it's going to cost you that much to get Luke Schenn. I don't even think it's going to cost you that much to get a 33-year-old Braden Schenn. I don't think you necessarily have to give up Cowan and Minton to get Braden Schenn. Why not? What about a first and Robertson? Is that not good enough? Like, Braden Schenn's not a fucking... He's not upper echelon. He's a great player.
No, for sure. I think it's more what they were saying, and this wasn't Dreger. This was another person that I heard talking about it. And it's basically because he is so intertwined with Saint, like, the fans love him so much. He's the captain of the team.
Yeah, but
it's to save face that you've got to have something coming back. Not Nick Robertson. Like, they were talking like a Fraser Minton or an Easton Cowan. Like, I'm not saying St. Louis is going to get that, but they're trying to get something big so they can be like, look, we gave up our captain, but we got this.
Okay, I get that. I think you could get Braden Schenn for less, a first and Robertson, something like that. And like, he's 33 years old. He's got term. I like that. Luke Schenn, he's got term. I like that. So you could bring them in and they wouldn't be rentals. They'd be around for a few more years. I like that. But if you're going to really go shop in Minton and Cowan, you might want to look at a bit of a bigger fish than Braden Schenn. And I like everything about Braden Schenn. Don't get me wrong.
100% agree.
But you know what I mean? If you're going to part with your top prospects, you might want to go a little bit bigger than Braden Schenn. And that's not any, I'm
with
not shitting
term,
on
with
Braden
term.
Schenn. With term. Like, I would bring in, I think he'd be great, Braden Schenn. Great. Don't get me wrong. I want them to do it.
Yeah.
But like, I just think you could get him for less. That's all I'm saying.
And they probably can, but right now it's that thing, right, where the teams are leaking stuff to the media, bouncing it around. I think if it was something like Robertson and a pick, I think it'd be done.
Okay. Yeah, well, St. Louis is probably going to want to get see what else is there. There'd be a lot of suitors that would like to bring exactly. in Braden Schenn. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Braden Schenn, Luke Schenn, I like both of them. I think you could get them at fair deals. And going to say this, talking about D here, block shots. The block shot leaders this season in the NHL on defense, Chris Tanev with 148. On forwards, his brother, who plays for Seattle, who they just played, Brandon Tanev, 87 shot blocks. There's another guy who I just think is an absolute bulldog. You think you could get him out of Seattle for basically fucking peanuts, a third or a fourth round pick? I think you could. So what about Braden Schenn, Luke Schenn, Chris Tanev, Brandon Tanev, two pairs of brothers who all play a hard fucking style, man. Like the Schenn brothers are, I love the way they play. Like Chris Tanev isn't like a fight, get in your face type of guy, but just the way he plays the game is hard. And Brandon Tanev is a fucking maniac. Like he's a maniac, man, but he can chip in with the odd goal. Like he's 15, 20 goals. He like, you know, I could see him popping a big goal.
That's high, 15, 20 is high, but yeah.
No, he has scored. Like he has.
I know, but I don't think he'll do that again.
So, but okay, a big goal in the playoffs. Could you not see a guy like that maybe over someone else, like a, I don't know, Robertson or whoever the fuck? Like,
It's like that game seven a couple years ago against Tampa where Nick Paul had two goals and beat us two, and we lost 2-1 because the Stars, you know, they wash each other out, and then it comes down to that. The more of those guys you can have, the more Tanevs, Braden Schenns, Bobby McMahons, Matthew Nyes, the more of those guys that you can have and the less of what we have now will be good going into the playoffs.
100%, man. So I don't know. So there's a couple guys like Braden Schenn, Luke Schenn, two brothers. We already have Tanev if we can get his brother Brandon from Seattle. Like I think those three guys would be available. Maybe not Braden Schenn, but I think he would be.
He's so available. Like they're reporting. Yeah. They're in deep talks. I think it's just like you said, the Leafs probably don't want to give up something huge when they could go fishing for someone bigger, even in the off season.
So one of those guys. So Luke and Brandon Tanev, Luke Schenn and Braden Schenn all have term. So none of those three would be rentals. And so these are just three guys that came to mind for me that would make sense. I love the way they play. I think they would be tree living type guys, all three of those guys. And maybe Luke Schenn and his brother, Braden, maybe they have a little phone conversation and be like, we're not making the playoffs on our current teams. Why don't we go to Toronto and try to fucking do it? Because we'll be legends for fucking ever. And they're about as good as they've chanced to have to do it. So I don't think it's crazy. Like, I don't think we're saying this being like, oh, this is impossible or that'll never happen. I think those three moves are very likely and very doable at not high price tags.
Well, so a few years ago when they got Ryan O'Reilly, I thought the same thing about what we're talking about Braden Schenn. Like at the time, it sounded like the price tag was really high on Ryan O'Reilly. And I forget what we paid exactly, but I remember it wasn't like it wasn't crazy. And you got Ryan O'Reilly. Maybe it's kind of the same with Braden Schenn. Right now, the talk is huge price tag, but maybe you can start getting those guys. Maybe you can get a couple Braden Schenns. You know, maybe you don't go get some huge splash, but maybe you get like load up on a few of those guys.
Let us know what you think, guys, if you're watching on YouTube in the comments section below. Do you like those possible guys that we mentioned? Like, or are you seeing them? You'd like to see them bring in somebody else or other players? Or do you like the three guys we mentioned there? Anything else, Chad, from you before we get out of here for this one?
Just the last video we did, we had a fan call in Marlon from Toronto. Marlon, if you want to send us a couple of those baller sweaters, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be for sure. Is that it from you?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. I just, one more thing I want to say, not hockey related per se, not least related, but I just want to say it anyway, and then I'll throw it to you to get us out of here. But the best Canadian band of all time, the Tragically Hip, and the best frontman ever from any Canadian band, Gord Downie, would have been 60, would have turned 60 this weekend. Gord passed away tragically in 2017 from a brain tumor. Just wanted to throw that out there. Gordy would have been 60 years old this weekend. We miss you, Gord. There'll never be another one like you, buddy. Just wanted to throw that in there.
8 years.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Time is flying, man.
Best Canadian frontman of all time, without a doubt. They don't make them like that anymore. You'll never see another Gord Downie ever. Yeah. I just wanted to say that. That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, everybody, for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hit like, hit subscribe, leave a comment down below. You can email us, thetipinpodcast@gmail.com, and you can send us direct messages on social media. If you want to rant about the team or anything to do with life, send us a video or an audio file to that email or slide into our DMs. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
One more game to go before the break. Saturday night in Vancouver. We'll be back after that game to break it all down. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Go Leafs, go. Hey. Let's go into the break on a nice little winning streak. How about that? All right. Catch you later. You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast with your host, Chad and Dale.